بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the discussion on the book of Hijab, and this is the second part, and this is related to the Tabarruj. First of all, Tabarruj is a disobedience to Allah and His Messenger. The one who disobeys Allah and His Messenger can only harm himself and cannot in any way harm Allah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. فقالوا يا رسول الله من يأبى؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. All of my followers will enter الجنة paradise except those who refuse. They said, O Allah's Messenger, who will refuse? He said, whoever obeys me will enter paradise, and whoever disobeys me is the one who refuses to enter it. And this is hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. It is reported that Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, gave a sermon in Homs in the greater Syria, in Bilad al-Sham, and mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited 7 things, and he named from them Tabarruj as one of them. Abdullah bin Mas'ud reported that the Prophet ﷺ used to dislike 10 kinds of behavior, and he, Abdullah, mentioned amongst them Tabarruj by means of displaying beautification in an improper place. Displaying beautification in an improper place. As-Suyuti rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, quote, Tabarruj, by displaying beautification, is showing off to strangers, and this is disliked. And this is the explanation of the meaning in Abdullah bin Mas'ud's statement when he said an improper place. It is not so if the beautification is done for the husband. It is not so if the beautification is done for the husband. Second, Tabarruj is a grave destructive sin. Tabarruj is a grave destructive sin. Umayma, the daughter of Ruqayya, came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to acknowledge the message of Islam, and that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam told her, I give my acknowledgement that you must not set partners to worship besides Allah, and that you don't steal or commit fornication and adultery, that you don't kill your child, that you don't commit any falsehood before your hands and between your legs, that you don't wail, and that you don't make tabarruj like that of Jahiliyyah, of pre-Islamic era. And this is related by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and Al-Allama, the scholar Ahmad Shakir, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, its chain of narration is good. He also said that Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, mentioned this hadith saying its chain of narration is good. It's clear here that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam associated tabarruj, the display of beauty, with grave destructive sins. Thirdly, tabarruj brings the curse and expulsion from the mercy of Allah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِنَّ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْبُخْتِ لَعَنُوهُنَّ فَإِنَّهُنَّ مَلْعُونَاتٌ. There shall be in the latter part of my nation women who are dressed but in fact naked. On their heads are humps like those of bukht. Bukht is one kind of camels. Curse them, for they are surely cursed. This is reported by At-Tabarani, and Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah said that it is sahih. It is authentic. Fourthly, tabarruj is an attribute of the people of hell. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صنفان من أهل النار لم أرهما قوم معهم صياط كأذناب البقر يضربون بها الناس ونساء كاسيات عاريات مميلات رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائلة لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها وإن ريحها ليوجد من مسيرة كذا وكذا. Of the people of hell, there are two types whom I have never seen. The one possessing whips like the tail of an ox, and they flog people with them. The second one, women who would be naked in spite of their being dressed, who are seduced to wrong paths and seduce others with their hair like humps. These women would not get into paradise, and they would not perceive its odor, although its fragrance can be perceived from such and such distance. And this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Number 5, tabarruj is darkness on the day of resurrection. Tabarruj is darkness on the day of resurrection. It is related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الرَّافِلَةِ فِي الزِّينَةِ في غير أهلها كمثل ظلمة يوم القيامة لا نور لها. The parable of a woman who moves with a slow sweeping motion, trailing her beautified clothes, performing not for her husband, is like darkness on the day of judgment. She has or comes with no light. This hadith is related by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Sunan, and Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah said it is a weak hadith. Abu Bakr bin Arabi, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, quote, At-Tirmidhi related this hadith and said it is weak, but its meaning is correct, because the enjoyment in disobedience is in fact torture and suffering. The meaning indicates that this type of woman will come on the day of resurrection blackened in darkness, as if she physically originated from darkness. In contrast, what happens to be difficult and painful in performance of obedient acts is a true enjoyment because of the reward awaiting those who obey Allah and His Messenger. Example, the odor of the mouth of a fasting Muslim may not be pleasant in this world. To Allah, however, it is better than the odor of musk, because the Muslim had obeyed Allah and performed what is due upon him from fasting. Similarly, the woman wearing her hijab may be looked upon as, quote, reactionary, old-fashioned, a walking tent, etc. She is the winner on the day of resurrection, and those who mock her put themselves on a dangerous road. They may be subjected to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, also describing tabarruj as hypocrisy. Number 6, describing tabarruj as hypocrisy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ نِسَائِكُمْ الْوَدُودِ الولود، المواتية، المواسية إذا اتقين الله، وشر نسائكم المتبرجات، المتخيلات، وهن المنافقات، لا يدخلن الجنة منهن، لا يدخل الجنة منهن إلا مثل الغراب الأعصم. The best of your woman is the affectionate, the fertile in productivity, the propitious, favorable, the consolative if they fear Allah. The most evil of your women are the mutabarrijat, those who do tabarruj, display their beauty in the improper place. The mutakhayyilat, who strut and swagger, and they are the hypocrite ones. Those who enter paradise are like the kauf, the kauf crow. And the kauf crow has a red beak and red legs. And this is an expression of metonymy, indicating that few women enter heaven because this kind of a crow is rare. Enter paradise, rather, because this kind of crow is rare. And this hadith is reported by Al-Bayhaqi in his Sunan, and also reported by Abu Nu'aym, with a reference to Abdullah bin Mas'ud as the narrator. Tabarruj is disgraceful. Number 7. Tabarruj is disgraceful. The Prophet ﷺ said, أيما امرأة وضعت ثيابها في غير بيت زوجها فقد هتكت ستر ما بينها وبين الله عز وجل. فقد هتكت ستر ما بينها وبين الله عز وجل. Any woman who takes off her clothes in other than her husband's home, meaning to show off for an unlawful purpose, has broken the shield between her and Allah. And this is related by Imam Ahmad and Al-Hakim. And Al-Hakim said it is sahih, authentic, according to the conditions of Imam Muslim and Al-Bukhari. And Imam Al-Dhahabi agreed as well. Al-Mannawi, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said on commentary on this hadith, he said, the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, any woman who takes off her clothes in order or in other than her husband's home means showing off her beauty to strangers by taking off her shield of clothes. She has broken the shield between her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7, verse 26, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. O children of Adam, we have bestowed raiment upon you to cover yourselves, meaning to screen your private parts, and as an adornment. But the raiment of righteousness, that is better, that the raiment of righteousness, that is better. So if a woman does not fear Allah and uncover her private parts, then she is breaking the shield between her and Allah the Most High. And because she uncovered and dishonored herself and committed a treason with her husband, Allah will uncover her shield. She will be in a scandal. Number 8. Tabarruj is an unchaste and disgraceful sin. The woman is awra, source of attraction. Her body is not to be shown. To wear the clothes that shows off and shapes her body features is disgraceful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders his slaves to stay away from disgraceful sins. We read this in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7, verse 28. Allah ta'ala, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قالوا وجدنا عليها آباءنا والله أمرنا بها قل إن الله لا يأمر بالفحشاء أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. When they commit a fahisha, evil deed, as they, in the case, they used to go around Kaaba in naked state, every kind of unlawful sexual intercourse, all of that is included in this term, fahisha. They say, we found our fathers doing it, and Allah has commanded us of it. Say, nay, Allah never commands al-fahisha. Do you say of Allah what you know not? It is shaitan, Satan, who orders such fahisha, the disgraceful sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 268, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit sins. Shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit sins. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness from Himself and bounty. And Allah is self-sufficient for His creatures' needs and the all-knower. The mutabarrija, the one displaying her beauty in the improper place, is a sinful virus that spreads disgraceful sins amongst the Muslim society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran in chapter 24, verse 19, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Verily, those who like that the crime of illegal sexual intercourse should be propagated among those who believe, they will have a painful torment in this world and in the hereafter, and Allah knows and you know not. Tabarruj is a leading cause for the spread of zina, of illegal sexual relations. Number 9. Tabarruj is a satanic way. Tabarruj is a satanic way. The story of Adam and his wife demonstrates how the enemy of Allah, Satan, was so covetous to incite them to show their private parts in order to spread evil and disgraceful sins. It also shows that tabarruj of women is a primary goal for shaitan to achieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-A'raf 7:26, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. O children of Adam, we have bestowed raiment upon you to cover yourselves, to screen your private parts, and as an adornment, but the raiment of righteousness, that is better. It is very clear that Satan is the one who established the call for tabarruj and show off, and that he is the leader of those leaders who call for liberation of women. Satan is the imam of everyone who obeys and follows him in disobedience to Allah, the Most Merciful. Especially those mutabarrijat who harm the Muslims and deceive their youth. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, ما تركت بعدي فتنة هي أضر على الرجال من النساء. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is reported, I have not left after me any chance of turmoil more harmful to men than the harm done to the men because of women. Adam forgot, made a mistake, repented, and asked forgiveness from Allah. And Allah, the oft-forgiving, accepted Adam's repentance. The struggle between Adam's offsprings and Shaitan continues. The devil still whispers to drive us, men and women, to disobey Allah and follow sin, and there is no safeguard except in the return to Allah in good faith and repentance, and remembering Allah, asking His help to overcome lust and desires. Number 10, tabarruj is the way of the Jews. Tabarruj is the way of the Jews. Jews have an important role in the destruction of nations through the fitna, through seduction and temptations of women. The spread of tabarruj is an effective weapon of their widespread establishments. They have an extensive experience in this field. One should look around only to see who runs Hollywood and famous houses of, quote, fashions and magazines, as well as the world of advertisement. R-rated, X-rated movies and clothes are widespread. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ فِتْنَةِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ كَانَتْ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Watch out for this worldly life, meaning safeguard yourselves from its temptations. Avoid the allurement of women. Verily, the first trial for the people of Israel was caused by women. And this is in Sahih Muslim. Their books also testify to this fact. In the third chapter of Isaiah 16:17, it is quoted that the Lord said, quote, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with necks outstretched, ogling and mincing as they go, their anklets tinkling with every step, the Lord shall cover the scalps of Zion's daughters with scabs, and the Lord shall bear their heads. Furthermore, quote, on that day the Lord will do away with the finery of the anklets, sunbursts and crescents, pendants, bracelets and veils, the headdresses, the bangles, cinctures, perfume boxes and omelets, the signet rings and those rings, the court dresses, wraps, clocks and purses, the mirrors, etc. This is in Isaiah 3:18-23, according to the New American Bible. Although the Prophet ﷺ warned against mimicking the kuffar, the non-believers, and their ways, especially the ways of women, many Muslims don't abide by this warning. This is a testimony for the prophecy of the Prophet ﷺ, who said, لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍّ لَتَّبَعْتُمُوهُمْ أَوْ لَتَبَعْتُمُوهُمْ قِيلَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى قَالَ فَمَنْ. He ﷺ said, you would read or you would tread the same path as was trodden by those before you, inch by inch and step by step, so that if they had entered into the hall of a dub, which is a desert lizard, you would follow them in this also. We said, Allah's Messenger, do you mean the Jews and the Christians by these words? He said, who else than those two groups? The similarity of those women who disobey Allah and His Messenger to the Jews is very evident, because their response to Allah's command was similar to that of the Jews when they said in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:93, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We have heard and disobeyed. This is unlike the response of the believing woman. The believing woman's response, as in 2:285, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. They remember the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa in 4:115, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And whoever contradicts and opposes the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the right path has been shown clearly to him and follows other than the believer's way, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. And what an evil destination. 11. Tabarruj is a filthy jahiliyyah, filthy ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. and stay in your houses and don't display yourselves like that of the times of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance. The Prophet ﷺ described the times of ignorance as filthy and wicked and ordered us to reject it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Prophet ﷺ as وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, as in Surah Al-A'raf 157. He allows them as lawful الطيبات, all good and lawful, and prohibits them as unlawful الخبائث, all evil and unlawful. The call to bring about the times of Jahiliyyah is similar to the call for Tabarruj, both of which are wicked ways that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made unlawful. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل شيء من أمر الجاهلية موضوع تحت قدمي. Verily, every matter of Jahiliyyah is under my feet. Tabarruj, and this is related by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and Ad-Darimi and Imam Ahmad. Tabarruj and all forms of Jahiliyyah, such as false pride and haughtiness, ill thoughts about Allah, call for falsehood, setting up rivals with Allah, ruling by other than the laws of Islam, usury, etc., are all included. 12. Tabarruj is an animal act, retardation, decadence, and decline. To reveal and expose are natural behaviors of animals. Whenever man inclines towards such behaviors, he starts his decline to a level lower than the level of manhood which Allah had bestowed upon him. Allah bestowed a natural inclination, fitra, towards covering, preservation, and safeguarding modesty. To consider the act of display, exposition, and covering as an act of beauty reflects a corruption to the fitra and a degeneration in state, in taste, and a sign of decadence and decline. The progress of man's civility is linked to his or her covering of the body. The hijab cover is fitting to the instinct of ghira, which draws its strength from the soul. The so-called liberation from the chains of covering is an instinct that draws its strength from lust, which incites tabarruj and mixing of the sexes. The one who is satisfied with this latter instinct must sacrifice the first one in order to silence the voice of the innate ghira in his heart in return for the so-called enjoyment of tabarruj and mixing. And from this we understand that tabarruj is a sign of corruption of fitra, lack of bashfulness, ghira, and insensitivity. 13. Tabarruj is a door to widespread evil. Anyone who carefully examines the Islamic texts from the Quran and authentic Sunnah and the lessons of history becomes convinced about the evils of tabarruj and its harm, both on religious and worldly matters, especially when it is associated with the mixing of sexes. Some of its underlying consequences are the competition among the displaying and the competition among the displaying women in showing off their beauty. The competition amongst the displaying women in showing off their beauty. This is seduction, and it leads to the spoiling of morality and leaves women as merchandise articles exhibited for anyone to look at. Secondly, the corruption of the morality of men, especially the youth and those in adolescence. It pushes them to commit various kinds of sins. You may have seen teenage kids on the corners of many streets in Europe and in North America and in other parts of the world roaming around, smoking to get high, half naked, and on drugs, looking to engage in sexual relationships. Why? What happened? Many try to hide from the hard facts. They drive for lust, or the drive for lust and materialistic life became the objective of the new generations. The Pepsi, Michael, MTV, Jackson generations, the result, AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases. Thirdly, the destruction of family ties and causing a lack of trust between family members and the spread of divorce. This is from the consequences of tabarruj. Fourthly, the commercial abuse of women in the world of advertisement, entertainment and other areas as well. Fifthly, doing harm to women by declaring their ill intentions and evil conscience, thus rendering her vulnerable to harm by the wicked and the insolent. The spread of diseases. Six. The Prophet ﷺ said, لم تظهر الفاحشة في قوم قط حتى يعلنوا بها إلا فشى فيهم الطاعون والأوجاع التي لم تكن في أسلافهم الذين مضوا. Sins did not spread in any particular nation until they openly conducted, and as a result, plague and other illnesses that were not present among their predecessors became widespread amongst them. Seventh, facilities or facilitates the sin of zina, fornication by the eye. The Prophet ﷺ said, العينان زناهما النظر. The adultery of the eyes is the lustful look. And this is in Sahih Muslim. Eighthly, tabarruj makes it difficult to lower the gaze. Ninthly, justifiably brings down Allah's punishment. The punishment of Allah is more severe than atomic bombs and earthquakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra 17:16, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. And when we decide to destroy a town, a population, we first send a definite order to obey Allah and be righteous to those among them, for we first increase in number those of its population who are given the good things in this life, then they transgress therein, and thus the word of torment is justified against it or them, then we destroy it with complete destruction. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna an-nasa idha ra'aw al-munkara فَلَمْ يُغَيِّرُوهُ أَوْشَكَ أَنْ يَعُمُّهُمْ أَوْ أَنْ يَعُمَّهُمْ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ. When people see wrong or evil and they don't change it, then it is imminent that the punishment of Allah will fall upon them. And this is reported by Abu Dawood and others. These are the matters related to tabarruj and the description of tabarruj and the consequences and the evil of tabarruj. Inshallah, in the next talk, we will talk about the obligatory conditions for an Islamic hijab. That will be the topic for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.